Well, speaking of elite athletes, we got another NBA player with us right now, Dylan Brooks of the Memphis, a.k.a. Vancouver Grizzlies.
Yes.
Dylan, how are you doing, Dylan?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Can we still claim you as our own?
For sure. Yeah, yeah. You know, always. Beautiful city, and it's tragic that, you know, he had to move, but, you know, it's Memphis is a great place, and, you know, who knows?
So this is not your first time back to Vancouver. You were here
a
couple months ago.
Yeah, with Team Canada. You know, we were here just at the Oval, too, you know, working out, getting ready for our first two games against Dominican and Virgin Islands. We was here with Kelly Olynyk, Dwight Powell, Corey Joseph, you know, all, you know, the NBA guys we got. And, you know, it was great, you know, great hospitality. You know, I forget where we played at, but it was sold out crowd, and, you know, it was amazing, you know, fans. And, you know, we played, I think, China, you know, in a exhibition game.
Dylan, what's it like to be back in Richmond this time? Obviously not with the Canadian national team, but you got the little tykes out there that are just looking up to you guys. Are you having fun?
Oh, I'm having tremendous fun. You know, they're asking a lot of questions, you know, great questions. You know, they get to meet me and Jamal, and, you know, we get to show them a couple moves, and, you know, it's put on by a great, you know, team over here at Drive. So, you know, this camp looks like, a great success.
What's some of the questions you're getting out there?
You know, everything from top to bottom. You know, salary, who's the hardest player you guard, who's better, you or Jamal. It goes everywhere. But, you know, the kids have a great imagination. And, you know, I had my own camp as well in New Brunswick. And it really opened my eyes, you know, in seeing, like, how much you can really, you know, influence and help, you know, youth basketball players. And, you know, because you look at it and you're like, you know, that was me at one point. You know, I was at like a Gannon Baker camp or some other camp, you know, trying to, you know, achieve my dream and, you know, making the NBA.
So what's your central message to those kids today that, you know, you want them to go away with today from this camp, just interacting with you and Jamal?
You know, no matter, you know, how your day is, if it's going tough, you know, your mom's giving you a hard time, you know, or you're not doing well in school, or, you know, any type of adversity, you know, never shortchange yourself, never, you know, give up, or never, you know, never put in the hard work. Because, you know, somehow, you know, I don't know what it is, it's basketball gods or, you know, anything, you know, it just always helps out, you know, helps you out towards the end. You know, you always get, you know, I say blessed at the end. And, you know, I wasn't like top recruit, I wasn't, you know, the best player coming out, but I just worked on my game, and, you know, I just always try to do everything to the best of my ability. And, you know, sometimes you get breaks, and, you know, you get opportunities, and, you know, when you put in the hard work, the opportunity doesn't, you know, go away. So
Dylan Brooks joining us here on Reach Deep on Sportsnet 650. We asked Jamal this question, and he's big into meditation and just having some quiet time before he gets into a game. What's your game day ritual?
You know, I get there super early. You know, in college I used to, you know, meditate. I used to, like, what is it called? You know, control your breathing, you know, mm-hmm. recognize your breath. I used to do that, you know, because I was coming off a foot injury, and, you know, I needed something to, you know, get my game back to where it was. But, you know, right now in the NBA, I just get there super early, you know, do a lot of corrective stuff for my body. Get my body going, try to get like a whole workout, you know, before the game, and then, you know, get some food in, because, you know, sometimes I forget, you know, to eat some food before,
and
they always have some there, so I get to rely on that. And, you know, right before I go out, you know, I close my eyes and just say a prayer, and then, you know, go out and, you know, play as hard as I can.
A lot of these kids today see you and Jamal Murray, and they say, you know, that's their moment. That's a moment that they're going to look back and say, that kind of fueled me to go to that next level, or really got me to believe. Did you ever have a moment like that where you met somebody, or maybe were at a camp like this where you met somebody from the NBA that really fueled you?
You know, I played in a camp like a long, long, long time ago. It was run by Jamal McGoore.
Okay.
And, you know, he was close to my uncle, and, you know, he was close to, you know, my family and stuff. He knew a couple, you know, of my cousins. And, you know, I got to go to the camp for free. Me and a couple of my cousins went. And, you know, that's when I really, you know, really wanted to play basketball. You know, I seen somebody, you know, who was here close, you know, him, Steve Nash, you know, all the other guys, you know, guys that you guys don't even know about, Denham Brown,
yeah.
You know, a lot of guys, And, you know, I just wanted to, you know, achieve my dream and to be in the NBA. That was always on my mind every single day. And anytime a little kid can see, you know, an NBA player that's right in their backyard or puts on a camp or anything, you know, motivates them, you know, to go a little harder. Because, you know, honestly, in this world, anything is possible. And you just need the opportunity.
You're listening to Reach Deep. We're joined by Dylan Brooks of the Memphis Grizzlies, a.k.a. the former Vancouver Grizzlies. We always have to plug that on the West Coast. It's just, it still hurts for us. But, Dylan, as far as, you know, you look with the Grizzlies, you're also a Team Canada standout as well. As you mentioned, you play with that the national team in Vancouver. We just talked to Jamal about the tough circumstance that he's in, especially being a contract year. He's probably going to sit out this season. When you look at him, guys like Andrew Wiggins and, of course, Tristan Thompson, as a player who's on the team, does that change anything for you as far as the way you prep and prepare for those games?
Not at all. You know, as it's a whole group, you know, of guys that are part of Team Canada. And, you know, in any circumstances, you know, the coaches understand because most of them are from, you know, the NBA and they understand how it goes. And, you know, it's all family. It's like the next person up. You know, you get your chance. And, you know, everyone's motive, everyone's goal is to win a gold and go to the Olympics. And, you know, however we get there and whoever's on the team, you know, we're going to roll with and, you know, we're going to try to, you know, try to make history.
And can we expect to see you in the FIBA qualifiers next month?
Oh, you know, I'm not totally sure yet. I'm still deciding. I'm still talking with Team Canada and stuff like that. You know, it's getting close to, you know, around preseason and, you know, preseason games. So, you know, I have to really see, but, you know, I enjoy, you know, my time playing in Toronto and playing in Ottawa, especially near to Canada Day. Mm-hmm. You know, somehow I always catch that Canada Day game, you know, when I'm on Team Canada, if I'm in Greece or if I'm in playing Colorado Springs, somehow I always catch, you know, Canada Day.
Greece or Colorado Springs, it sounds horrible.
Oh, my God, it was beautiful out there in Greece. Colorado Springs was But, you know, Greece, you know, Crete Islands was amazing.
What is Dylan Brooks doing when he's not playing basketball?
You know, I love to chill. You know, I have a, you know, a companion of mine, you know, Zeus, you know, my little dog. He's a little Roddy.
Okay.
You know, I'm just, like, totally just in love with him. Like, he's just one of the best dogs. You know, he just loves to chill, loves to lay down. I get to teach him new tricks every day, and you know, that's my, like, homebody.
What are you listening to?
You know, I listen to Drake. You know, I listen to all, you know, all types of music. You know, it doesn't matter what it is. It can be from, you know, Miley Cyrus and Party in the USA to, you know, Future.
Yeah.
You know, this doesn't matter. It's all about the beat and all about, you know, the way I feel that day.
I tried singing some Drake today, and neither one of these guys appreciated it.
You tried. I'll give you that. You took a jump shot and you missed. Thank you, Roger, back at the studio. Dylan Brooks of the Memphis Grizzlies is joining us. And, Dylan, you know, there's been some changes in Memphis over the last little bit, but you guys still have Mike Conley, Marc Gasol, yourself, of course. What are the expectations heading into this season?
Make the playoffs, you know, get back right where, you know, Memphis was before. You know, we missed the playoffs, you know, last year, like after a streak of, you know, 5 or 6 years of making playoffs and winning 50 games. So, you know, we're trying to get, you know, right back on the same track. And, you know, we have the guys for it. You know, we got the team, we got the coaching staff, you know, we have the motivation. You know, last year was one of the worst years that, you know, a lot of players has been through. Especially myself, you know, I never lost 60 games, you know, in my 4 or 5 years that I played basketball. So, you know, it was really a different different gut check. And, you know, we never want that to happen again because, you know, Memphis is known as, you know, a top team, a gritty team that, you know, always shows up and, you know, makes plays and, you know, somehow finds a way to win.
You've played with R.J. Barrett and, you know, Rowan Barrett, his father, of course, playing with the Canadian national team along the lines of Steve Nash and Denim Brown, as you mentioned. Kid's a phenom. Everybody's saying, hey, he's one of the most promising athletes across the board in Canada. How good is he? We know he's going to Duke next year. You've played with him. How good of a player is he?
100%. One of the best kids for, you know, his class, his age group, and probably age groups are over above him. You know, he's got all the tools, all the physical tools of, you know, a player that can play in the NBA right now. You know, his mind, he's a killer. You know, he wants to, you know, win at any cost. And he's aggressive. You know, usually guys like that, you know, that get that, you know, stardom are, you know, not really as aggressive. You know, they like to lay back and let the plays come to them. But, you know, he's aggressive. He's right to it. And, you know, he has, like, a mentality of a kid that has no hype. And, you know, that's hard, you know, to find, especially when you're the number one player in the country. And, you know, regardless of where, you know, happens in college or whatever, he's going to be the number one pick. And whoever picks him is going to be, you know, a lucky team.
Before we let you go, you've mentioned it here in this interview, and Jamal was mentioning it. You know, you're from Canada, so you kind of have to work even harder to get looks. Where do you see the state of Canadian basketball right now? Do you think we're on an upswing and we're getting a little bit more respect with our athletes?
You know, I feel like that's very true. We are on an upswing. You know, ever since I was in high school, you know, it's always been going up every year. You know, there's kids that are getting better. There's more kids that are going to NCAA. Playing in, you know, the March Madness. You know, you could turn on TBS and, you know, find a Canadian playing. You know, we're on an upswing, and you know, we got players on top of players from every age group that can play Team Canada and, you know, compete for gold. And, you know, we got the most you know, the most NBA players, you know, from Canada, from every other country, you know, except for the U.S., that's where it's based. But, you know, we're on a very, you know, great upswing, and we have a lot of promise. And, you know, all we have to do is just keep working and motivating each other, and it's just going to be a winding circle. And, you know, who knows? You know, we might have, you know, a couple more teams up here out of the NBA. So
hopefully. Hey, you're starting that conversation, man. That's what we're hoping for in Vancouver. You got a couple of fans behind you waiting for autographs just like Jamal. So we're going to let you go. Dylan Brooks.
You.
An absolute pleasure chatting with you, man.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you for letting me on the show.
Sportsnet 650.